Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Tote reaches second base with a double. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp strikes out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Tote juggles the ball. That's an error on Tote. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Tote moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hadley Senby now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senby juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee Senby. Cochran moves to third. Moore moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Cochran scores. Moore moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Webb picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Webb. Bishop goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.